Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. And for the sins for which we incur the death penalty at the hands of the heavenly court. Rambam lists the sins that, if committed intentionally, incur the scriptural penalty of a shortened lifespan. These sins include the eating of truma by a non-kohen or by anyone in a state of tuma, ritual contamination, and the performance of the temple service while in a state of tuma. In various places, the Talmud records other sins that incur this punishment, including acts or words that disparage the teaching or authority of Torah authorities. And for the sins for which we incur spiritual excision and childlessness, 36 transgressions, if done intentionally, incur the penalty of the soul being cut off from its eternal bond with the Creator. This penalty can include a shortened lifespan and childlessness. Among these 36 transgressions are certain forbidden conjugal relationships, working on the Sabbath or on Yom Kippur, eating on Yom Kippur, failure to circumcise oneself, and eating chametz on Passover. And for the sins for which we incur the four death penalties of the human court, stoning, burning, beheading, and strangling. The seventh chapter of Sanhedrin discusses these most serious of all transgressions and the specific sins for which one incurs each of the four kinds of death penalties. It should be noted that in the absence of duly constituted courts since shortly before the destruction of the Second Temple, the corporal and capital punishments ordained by scriptural law cannot be imposed. However, God finds his own ways to exact punishment by seemingly natural means. Thus, one who is liable to death by strangling, for example, may die from a lack of oxygen or from breathing difficulties. And for the sins for which we incur the death penalty at the hands of the heavenly court, and for the sins for which we incur spiritual excision and childlessness, and for the sins for which we incur the four death penalties of the human court, stoning, burning, beheading, and strangling. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.